No, it's called something else. What's the name of it? It's, what is it called? What is it called?
Well, I've heard different things. I've heard that some people call them a baker or a spider.
No.
That's about all that comes to mind right now, though.
No, it's called something. No, it's called something else around here. Well, I'll be darned, Pearl.
Can't remember between the both of you, huh?
Yeah.
Can't you see it?
Well, I can too. Great big old iron thing. It's got legs on it, and it's got a
big, big handle.
Yeah, and it's got a big heavy iron lid. That's
put your potatoes in that and scoot it back in the fire and put the coals over it.
Or even cook bread, cornbread. They used to, Lily used to cook cornbread with hers down there.
What in the world is that thing called?
Lordy. I can't think.
Well, if you have to remember it later on.
Okay.
Just mentally. What about, you know, used to, you'd see these things out in people's yards, these great big black iron...
Kettle.
Was it? That was called a kettle.
Wash kettle. But they used it for washing, and then they rendered lard up in it in the fall. And I've seen them cook hominy in it. Mm-hmm. Great big old,
Do you see many of those around anymore?
Well, some people have them, use them as flowers, you know, in their yard. Flower in them now. They don't use them for wash kettles anymore.
I see.
They got popular for people to get them in their yards for flowers.
Mm-hmm.
An antique.
Yeah, my sister paid $25 for one not long ago to go in her yard. Yeah, and that was cheap.
I interviewed an old fella in Pike County, Alabama, where I'm from. And after we got through, well, he used to be a cook. And he cooked some camp stew. You know what that is? And he cooked it in one of those big old kettles.
Sure enough.
Sure made a lot of it. It was good. So.
It's stand on legs.
Yeah. That's the way they
put fire wood underneath.
That's the way they cook the soup and stew and stuff in the penitentiary in McAllister, Oklahoma. I've been in there.
That's right?
But it wasn't the iron kettles. It was a big, like aluminum or, you know, big heavy. But they could get those great big pots. Inside. I've been in there several times and seen them cooking it. It was good too. They had some delicious cooks there. We used to go out and eat and go out and take the laundry to be done out there and go out and buy groceries and eggs and whipping cream and all this kind of stuff.
We're talking about, you mentioned flowers a second ago. What do you call the container that you would put cut flowers in?
Vase.
And they would grow in a vase. What would be the container?
A flower pot.
It would just be a flower pot.
Mm-hmm.
What about the names of different utensils that you eat with at an ordinary meal? You got, what do you use?
Knife and fork and spoon.
And if you're having steak, you might have
steak knife.
Steak knife.
Mm-hmm.
After talking about a meal, after you're through with the meal, what do you say you do to the dishes to clean them? You have to
wipe them out,
rinse them.
Before you rinse them, you just call yourself, say you have to wash
the
dishes.
Stack them up, rinse them, and wash them.
Do you use a rag or a piece of cloth when you're washing
the
dishes?
Yeah, dish rag.
Dish rag. And what about when you dry them?
Dishcloth.
And if you're taking a bath, what about the size of your hand?
Wash rag.
That would be a wash rag.
Mm-hmm.
And the big one that you dry off with?
Bath towel.
That's a bath towel.
Mm-hmm.
What about, in your kitchen, over your sink, the thing that the water comes out of, what do you call
faucet.
It?
Faucet.
And what if it's outside, say something you'd hook
hydrant.
A hydrant. You've probably seen these big portable water containers that people might take with them when they work outside. They usually have some little thing that you can press or push.
Spigot?
That would be the spigot.
We took a great big one with us on our trip to California. I'm telling you, we had water, and ice in that.
Is that right?
Yeah, somebody's wanting a drink every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about water. You might get up one morning, say during the winter, when it's really cold, try to turn on the water, but nothing comes out. You might say to yourself, well, it got so cold last night that the pipes
froze.
And sometimes when they freeze, they
burst, if you don't open that up and let that air out there.
Do you usually have a problem with that? Does it get that cold around here?
Well, it did last winter.
Exactly.
Yeah, because of a very unusual winter, see. It hasn't been for years that I've had any frozen pipes or anything.
I see. So it was particularly cold.
Unusually cold. This thing's called an oven. What kind of oven is that? This bacon thing?
Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
I knew it was an oven. I kept it.